Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, your man Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Yaiser Victim Stoppers Radio. This is another live episode of Moving Forward here on Yaiser Victim Stoppers Radio. Today is March 26, 2020. We like what, day 15 in this whole coronavirus shutdown takeover. What's the new thing they call that shit when the world falls apart? Outbreak. So we about day 14, 15 in, and we still here. We're still surviving. I hope you guys are staying strong out there. I hope you guys are, you know, following all the rules, you know, to keep them off your back and everything. Let's just get through this thing together, you guys. I'm so happy that I'm here tonight. Once again, I apologize, you guys. We're supposed to went live tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think I'm going to alternate my time, you guys. I think I'm going to alternate my time. Like, I think Mondays, I might do 10. Tuesdays, I might do 9. So I think I'm going to bounce around between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m., okay? But tonight, we had some technical difficulties, and I apologize. Like I said, I had a bunch of people that tuned in earlier. I hope they all come back because I know how it is. It's rough out here in these podcast streets, I'm telling you, boy. Every time I look around, there's a new podcast out there. And then since everybody's at home sitting in the house right now, everybody's getting into the podcast game. So I got to keep my game up here because it's getting rough out here. But anyway, let's get straight into tonight's show. Tonight's show's title is Why Are People Playing With Death? Yes. Why are people playing with death? And so somebody asked me earlier today, like, damn, Dwayne, why you got to pick such a gloomy title? Well, I'm looking at this, like it like this. I don't think it's a gloomy title. Slow down. a gloomy title. I chose this title because I want to shock you guys so you can start thinking about what's going on. Because they have said time and time and time again since this whole coronavirus thing has broke out, what to do, what not to do. Then they repeat again, what to do and what not to do. And you guys don't understand. We're one of those companies where I forget what it's called, where you have to go out, not a priority company, but you know, the company where, like with the medical people and law enforcement, since we work the security, we're not shut down. We're still doing our thing because we're out here protecting people and you know, things like that. So we don't get the opportunity to sit at home and work from home. We got to go out there and risk our lives every day since this coronavirus thing has happened. But that's the life we chose, and we don't mind it. We're here to serve you guys, okay? But I'm out here in these streets every day, and I'm watching people like just going around like business as usual. I'm watching these people taking no precautions at all. They just doing whatever. I'm watching people all up in front of each other talking. I'm seeing groups of people that's damn more than 10 people. I'm seeing people, I mean, they're packed into the grocery stores like they're sardines. And I'm thinking to myself, does anybody understand the concept of 6 feet away? Does anybody understand the concept of you're not supposed to be in big groups of people? I'm watching people grabbing stuff in the grocery store like they like a regular day at the grocery store. They grabbing cucumbers and knocking on melons and shit. I'm like, yo, with their bare hands. So they move that melon over to the left and grab another melon and knock on that melon like it's business as usual. So I had to ask that question tonight. Why are people playing with death? Or are people just not taking this thing serious? Now, any of you guys who listen to my radio show every night or watch my TV shows or members of VictimStoppers.us, you guys need to join our social network, VictimStoppers.us, because we give you guys receipts every day of what's going on. See, one reason why we have VictimStoppers.us, because I realized years ago in our community, in our culture, we always talking about what we don't know. Well, guess what? I am providing us information on the where we are, not just me. Our team here at Victim Stoppers and Digital Guard is providing you guys data every single day of what's going on. So, like they say, once you know better, you do better. So, please, you guys, anybody's out there listening to me right now or watching me right now, please join VictimStoppers.us. It's a private social network, but right now we are suspending the subscription for the next 3 months. Okay, so it's free for the next 3 months. Okay. But even when it's not free, it's only $14.99 for the whole year. But we provide you information that you're not going to see in the mainstream news. We're providing you information that with receipts. But it's also a social network with a purpose. So on this social network we have right here, we have support groups. We have support groups. You know how they say people in our culture, we don't go to counseling or we don't support each other. There's support groups and everything, right? So check it out, victimstoppers.us. Just join right now, and then after 90 days, if you don't like it, cancel. What can you lose but get some knowledge, okay? So check out these stories that I posted on there. So now, let's get into tonight's show. Now, for starters, oh, I got one more apology. I apologize for not having a show last night, and this is why. Let me pull it up on Victim Stoppers. You guys that's watching the TV show, you guys can see it. You guys are listening to it on the radio, go to VictimStoppers.us and listen to and watch what I'm showing, or just use your imagination. Right here. This is why. You guys see that behind me? See right there where it says Taz Crush? See where it says Taz Crush? Hold on for you guys. Hold on. I got to tell somebody something in the chat room. Hold on, you guys. I've got three or four things going on. All right. that I go through. All right, now, right there behind me it says Taz Crush. This is the reason why I didn't do my show last night. With all of this coronavirus stuff going on, and with all these, they're shutting down the restaurants, they're shutting down, they put CDs on lockdown, everything like that. Well, Taz Crush is a personal security concierge service. Taz Crush is disregards, like, say, for instance, have you guys ever imagined a day where you can have your own personal security service? Give me an example. You know how when people are jumping into like Uber and Lyft or whatever, and they jumping in the car with complete strangers, but when they jumping in the car with complete strangers, things are happening. Crazy shit is happening. Like, people are getting killed. People are getting raped. People are getting, you know, abused or assaulted. Okay. Or people jump, or just to think about the fact of you are trusting your life with a complete stranger just because some little app on your phone says it's safe, right? Well, we have eliminated all of that. We have eliminated all that. Okay, now think about the drivers. You guys out there who's trying to make some extra money, and you out there driving around picking up complete strangers also, because it goes both ways. Crime and assault goes both ways. So you're picking up a passenger, but these passengers are drunk or whatever, and they assault you, or they even try to beat you up. Even though there's no money exchange, there still have been crimes against the drivers. Well, what we've decided to do with Taz Crush, one of our services, we are providing private car services. So in other words, you don't get in the car with no strangers no more. You will be assigned 1 to 5 of your personal concierge. So anytime you want a car service, you hit us up at Taz Crush, and we're going to send out one of your personal drivers to take you somewhere. So you're going to always know who's picking you up. You would never get in a vehicle again with a complete stranger. You guys feeling me on that? We're launching this right now in Indianapolis, Indiana. And then we're going to go, our next city we're launching in is Atlanta, Georgia. And then the next city after that, we're launching in Nashville, Tennessee. The next city after that is Cincinnati, Ohio. The next city, Nashville, Memphis. After that is Cincinnati. Then we're going to New Orleans and Houston. And in Chicago, I forgot Chicago, in Chicago. Because we are not here for the play. Digital Guard is here. Victim Stoppers is here. Taz Crush is here to protect everybody. We're doing everything we can so nobody will ever be a victim again. That's why we're called Victim Stoppers. And Taz Crush is your superheroes. So we put on our Taz Crush mask, like you guys can see me right now. We're in Taz Crush mode, okay? Well, the thing that we launched for Taz Crush, the reason why I didn't do the show last night is right now in the city of Indianapolis, we have launched the Taz Crush no contact food delivery. Okay? We are launching. Okay, you guys, if you watch me on the TV show, it just crashed, so I'm going to have to bring the TV show up, but let me keep going. We have launched the Taz Crush no contact food delivery. Okay? If you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, and you want to get more information about this service right now, go to victimstoppers.us because you have to be a member of our social network, victimstoppers.us, to get this exclusive, private, premium service. And this is the reason why, just like the title tonight, why are people playing with death? Because I'm watching these people out here ordering food, having food delivered from just anywhere. You see what I'm saying? Just from any restaurant, right? So they don't know if that restaurant is clean. They don't know if that restaurant has been inspected to make sure that they're not rampant with corona. They don't know if that restaurant has been inspected to make sure that it's no contact to their food, like make sure everybody's in there wearing gloves and everything is good, clean. Well, one thing that we have done at Taz Crush, Digital Guards Taz Crush, we have restaurants that we have chosen to be authorized no contact locations. These are locations that we have inspected to make sure that these locations is proper for no contact food delivery. Okay. The second thing we've done is this. All of your personal Task Crush food delivery security, concierge officer, we always going to be protected. 100%, they're going to always be gloved up. We always going to have our mask on, making sure we're not breathing no elements into your thing. Every service, every food is delivered in a protected tote that is sanitized. Once we pick up the food from the restaurant, we put your food into a secure tote and it's never open again until you open it. Then once you get your food, the next time you order your call-in order, we'll bring you another sanitized tote. We take the old tote that you had, sanitize it, and take it with us. 100% no contact. Okay, another thing too, you always going to know who's delivering you your food. You're not going to have a bunch of random people delivering you your food every night. This is real, people. This is real. We have to take this stuff serious. People are getting sick and people are dying. I'm not trying to scare you guys. I'm not trying to be Mr. Doomsday, but the whole purpose of us being here at Digital Guard and Victim Stoppers is to protect our people and to educate our people. Anybody that's watching me on the TV show, the TV station is back up live, so you can check me out live right now at victimstopperstv.us. That's victimstopperstv.us. Okay? So you will always know who delivers you your food. It won't be no random person like, you know, when you use these other services. And they're great services, but we're totally different. We are exclusively for Victim Stoppers members. So say, for instance, like, say for me, your man, Dwayne Abernathy, your security camera ambassador, is one of your security. Why is this thing tripping? Hold on, you guys. The TV station is really, 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 really going bad. We've really been having this whole week. We have had so much technical difficulty. And the reason why we have so many technical difficulties because the network everywhere across the world is been overpowered because we have so many people that's working from home now. We have so many people that their kids are going from school from home right now. And the infrastructure was not prepared for this. This is another reason why you guys need to join Victim Stoppers so we will never get caught with our pants down in a situation like this. See, if the infrastructure knew that this was going to happen, we wouldn't be having such a problem. But guess what? This is our way of communication to you guys right now. This is our way to broadcast you guys every day to let you guys know what's going on so we cannot be in the dark. That's why it's so important that you guys join Victim Stoppers. Okay, but this whole show tonight is not a commercial for Victim Stoppers. Let me get over that. Let you guys know that right now. All right. So now, let me get into more of... Hold on for a second. Holy moly, guacamole. Ooh, and the bejesus is texting me in the middle of the show. People know I'm on the radio and I'm on TV anywhere between 9 or 10 Eastern Standard Time every day. Hey. My nose and sore throats. All right. Look, okay. Everybody is texting me. But everybody is scared when they get these symptoms. See, let me explain something to you guys. You remember you guys every night I'm joking saying that I got the Rona. Well, I don't say I got the Rona. Let me take that shit back. I don't say I got the Rona, so I'm not going to jinx myself like that. But you know how I be joking, like when my nose is running out, like people going to say, he got the Rona, he got the Rona. Well, it's that time of year where a lot of people have allergies. Or old school people used to call it hay fever, right? Well, I've had so many people call me today talking about, man, I'm feeling down. My allergies is running. I've got a sore throat. So they're getting scared. Now, check this out. Goes back to me talking about, why are people playing with death? Right? Well, how much time I have left? Because I used up a lot of time tonight. Okay, 39 minutes. So, you guys, this is what we cannot do. This is what we cannot do. If you're getting the regular symptoms of allergies or the common cold or even the flu, go through the extra steps. That's why we're having this conversation tonight. Go through these extra steps and kind of self-quarantine yourself if you're in a house full of people where you're not by yourself. Okay? While you're doing that at the same time, which I don't know why this isn't common practice anyway, continually wash your hands. But if you somebody right now and you think you have a sore throat, hey, what's up, buddy? Welcome, man. If you have a sore throat, your allergies is draining like they normally do or whatever, what you do, because once again, you don't know if you have the Rona. You don't know, but at the same time, just take the precautions and kind of isolate yourself if you're in a house with other people so you don't infect nobody else, or just in case if you do have the coronavirus, okay? But whatever you do, do not panic and think you're about to die. Do not panic and think you're about to die, okay? Because I'm going to tell you guys this. As I'm listening to people who are being diagnosed with the coronavirus and you're running to the emergency room, they're sending your ass home just like if you went there with the regular flu. So, like my topic tonight, why are people playing with death? So either these people who are out here, like I said, is running around like normal day, touching stuff with their hands, not washing their hands, still sneezing all over the place, still coughing all over the place. They playing with death, maybe catching the Rona, as I call it, and possibly die. But then the hospitals are playing with us too. The hospitals are playing with people too. The hospitals actually sending people home like, you got it, but you got to go home. Now, are they doing that because they don't give a shit? Or are they doing that because they just don't have the beds and the ventilators or whatever and the treatment to help these people out? Or are they sending people home to die? That's something to think about. I saw a video today of the rapper Scarface. I don't know if you guys, younger people probably don't know Scarface. Scarface is a rapper from the 90s. He used to be in a group called the Ghetto Boys. Well, he has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Not only was he diagnosed with the coronavirus, I mean, he was in bad shape. I believe that he said something about his kidneys was failing. Like everybody, people's immune systems are different. So people are, you know, if they get it, their bodies is taking it differently. So there's no pinpoint way like, okay, this person has coronavirus, this is how we treat it. That person has coronavirus, this is how we treat it. Evidently, this thing is affecting people differently. So if that's the reason, if it's affecting people's bodies differently, then you guys have to do, we all have to do more to protect ourselves against this thing. And I believe like even Scarface, somebody who's a celebrity, they sent him home. After a while, they was like, you got to go to the crib, Playboy. So now, it's a whole lot of, I call us the common people. There's a whole lot of us common people out here that now starting to get remedies. Is it remedies? No, not remedies. What the hell are you saying, Dwayne? Remedies? Symptoms, crazy. I'm talking to myself, you guys. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself when you hear voices and you your own personal best friend. So I'm talking to myself sometimes. When you start getting symptoms of the so-called common cold, then you start to think that you have the coronavirus, the numbers are going to go up. But this is the crazy part here, you guys. And I got some time because I got to get into my receipts I had tonight too. But I had somebody call me today and said they know somebody that's at home with the coronavirus, right? So I said to them, well, how do they know they have the coronavirus? Have they been tested? They're like, no, they haven't been tested because the hospitals are only testing people that work in the medical profession right now. Well, if you've never been tested, how the hell you know that you got the coronavirus? This is that madness that I was trying to tell you guys. We have to try to contain. There has been so many different stories about this coronavirus. And now everybody's at home now or starting to be at home right now, self-diagnosing themselves as the coronavirus, having the coronavirus. Not only are they self-diagnosing themselves with coronavirus, they're not calling the proper authorities to let them know that they so-called have the coronavirus. So that's why a lot of these numbers that they are publishing about the coronavirus might be off. They might be off. I know in the past, damn, this lights is hot. This lights is hot as shit in the studio. Anyway, guys. Let me slow down, because I go on my rants, and you guys know how I do. I go on my rants, and I get going. So let me take a breather. Let me drink some water. All right. Now, there's been so many stories about this coronavirus. Every week is something different. The first week, it only affects the elderly. Week two, it only affects people with current medical issues. Now this week, it affects pretty much everybody. But so now everybody's really, believe it or not, are sitting at home right now. There is a big population of people that's sitting at home right now with nothing to do but worrying themselves about if they have the corona or not. There are some people out there, you know how they say, if you think about something so long, you can manifest that in your life. If you think about something for so long, you can manifest it in life. But the problem is this, that the majority of people, they manifest negative things in their life. I sure wish that more people in our culture would manifest entrepreneurship in their life. I so wish that more people in our culture would manifest let's do for self in their life. But people, you can manifest in your mind that you're sick. So if you're sitting in the house on a daily basis, looking at the news and looking at Trump and reading the news of all these things that have to do with corona, you're not taking a break from it. See, you have to stay informed. But you have to be informed and understand that this is information. You process that information. But if you're taking all this information and internalizing it, and you internalize it and say, yo, I think I coughed last night. And I'm not taking it lightly, but it's just like somebody sent me a meme last night talking about they cough, like, oh, do I got the corona? And it's for real. So there's a lot of people out here that's self-diagnosing themselves right now. If you really, really feel that you have it, go through all the proper steps to get tested. And I know you guys are listening to me right now and said, Dwayne, you talk about how the corona has a false story or a false narrative to it on how it began, you're absolutely right. Because I told you guys, I brought a receipt the other day showing that this whole coronavirus thing, one, is not new. Now, this strand might be new, but it's not something that's new. Okay? The second thing I said from my receipt was, the coronavirus is a man-made virus. There was nobody eating no damn bats in China. And that's where the coronavirus came from. If you guys didn't see the receipt, go to victimstoppers.us right now, our social network, and look at the receipt that I posted that corona, not this particular, I'm not saying this particular strand of corona, but coronavirus, there is a patent on the coronavirus. There is information that says the coronavirus was in the lab, made in the lab. So that means if you create something, it grows. It manifested itself, but it originated in a laboratory. Now, the story changed with why it was created. Why it was created. There's a whole lot of people out here that say it was created because population control. There's a whole lot of people say it was created, you know, because the globalists and the green people want to take over the world. Some people say it was created because of the so-called Illuminati. And the only reason why I'm saying so-called Illuminati, because I don't know if the Illuminati is true or not. But what I do know, even in my little small circles, I do know there are evil people in this world. I do know that there are greedy people in this world. I do know there are people that have no souls in this world that they would do any fucking thing to make it. I do know that part. Now, if they have a title like the Illuminati or, I mean, all these different secret societies, so be it. So they do exist. But the thing is this. There's one thing to constantly talk about a big bully. There's another thing to take on a big bully. See, one thing you're not going to get here from me and Moving Forward or Victim Stoppers Radio or Victim Stoppers TV or Digital Guard or Task Force, what you're not going to get is us constantly talking about the big bad bully. What we're going to do, we're going to give you guys the tools and the research and hopefully the mindset to understand how to either deal with the big bully or beat the big bully down. It's just like with my culture, we always talk about racism, racism, racism. Since I've been on this fucking earth, all I hear is racism and white people prejudice and their prejudice against black people and black people treated this way and this way and that way. At what point do we say, guess what? We're tired of being treated that way. When do we decide that we're going to stop running in and out of prison? When are we going to say we're going to stop talking about we don't want to be educated, we can't read, and we don't want to go sell drugs anymore? When are we going to say enough is enough? When are we going to say white supremacists are going to hit you in your fucking mouth? When are we going to do that? Until then, stop fucking complaining about racism. See, that's the reason why they got us now, because they talk about racism and Trump's this and Trump's that, while they sneak into in our culture, a virus like the coronavirus, and now a big portion of us are unemployed right now, wondering how we're going to survive. Instead of us finding out some information, taking heed to that information, moving forward from that information, and doing what we have to do so we can make sure we can survive, because right now we are behind the battle lines about two times now. I was listening to a show yesterday. They're telling me up in Newark, New Jersey, they have all the projects on lockdown. How the hell do you go and say this area is designated with a high population of the coronavirus, so we need to shut it down? It makes no sense, you guys. Guys, I am so hot right now. The reason why I'm so hot right now, man, because for years and years and years, people like myself and people like, I don't want to call it anybody else's name because I don't know if they want me to say their names on my platform, but we have been telling our people of culture, man, we have to stop thinking that we have made it after the Civil Rights Movement. The Civil Rights Movement didn't do enough to hurt us even more. We sit there talking about we got good jobs working for these big companies. Now where are those big companies at now? I know people who worked at Delta Airlines has got laid up and working there 12, 15 years, and now they're sitting at home like, what happened? An airline like Delta should not be laying people off. I have people who work in the hospitality industry for years. They sit at home like, yo, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Now we was already behind the eight ball. Now we got 2 8 balls in front of us. You guys, I done went on a whole total tangent of what I want to talk about because I'm so, I am so dedicated to our culture that we have to get better. We have to do better. You guys, unfortunately, I have to pause my microphones because I have to blow my nose because what? I have allergies. It's that time of year. No, I don't have the Rona, but I'll be back in a second. What's up, you guys? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Move Forward here on Yizer Victor Stoppers Radio. And I had to take a quick moment. I had to take a quick break, but we family. It's live TV. Oh, wow, look, it's in my hand. It's a DigitalGuard high-definition cameras. Get those cameras if you need those high-definition cameras from DigitalGuard. We got those high-definition cameras. Go to DigitalGuardLive.com. That's DigitalGuardLive.com. All right, now, I went off on a tangent. I'm going to get to what's posted on Victor Stoppers today, but I just want to tell you guys, I love you guys. That's the reason why I spend my time and my money on educating you guys and giving us our cultural resources. That's the reason why we created Victim Stoppers Network. That's Victim Stoppers. That's victimstoppers.us. It's our own social network, but it's giving us the news that we're not going to get from the mainstream media. This is the news that's going to keep us abreast of what's going on so we don't get blindsided or at least be prepared if another thing like the coronavirus comes around again. So you guys, please join Victim Stoppers. It's not a free social network. It's a private social network for 100,000 members, but we're giving a free membership for the next 90 days. So go check it out, okay? But then also, we always have to have a financial structure. If you have any type of movement, you have to have a financial structure. You also have to educate people on finances. So that's why we have our second social network, which is called Yizor. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. That's Yizor.com. Join Yizor. It's a social network for people of culture. What has to do with finance and business and us being professionals. And right now is the time. Right now, I'm calling out to anybody who works in the human resources, please join Yizor and post and educate our people on what they need to do now if they need to go out and find new employment, okay? If you're somebody that's out there in the education field that could teach people on how to, you know, prepare for a new trade, if they got to change their whole career or something, please join Yizor. We have to teach our people how to go through this situation because this is only a temporary bump in the road, you guys. Do not look at this as the end of the world. Do not look at this as everybody is about to die, okay? Now, Victim Stoppers. This story right here If you guys are watching me on TV, you guys can check it out behind me. If you guys listen to me on the radio station, go to victimstoppers.us. Here's a story that I posted the other day. Right here, let me scroll down to it real quick. Where's it at? I posted it like 2 days ago. Right here. Right there. You guys see it behind me? If you're watching me on TV? Coronavirus strikes. Naval carrier at sea. Sailors evacuated. You guys see me? I'm rocking my colors tonight. I'm rocking my blue and gold tonight. U.S. Navy, NIVY, 1775. I'm a proud veteran of the United States Navy. You guys go read the story that I posted on Victim Stoppers the other day. But anybody watched my show and listened to the show the other night, remember I told you guys that's not a good sign with those guys getting a corona on a naval ship? Even though an aircraft carrier is huge, an aircraft carrier is a floating city, like I said. An aircraft carrier can hold up to anywhere from 5 to sometimes 10,000 people on a naval ship, on an aircraft carrier with airplanes, with helicopters, with equipment. That's how big these ships are. But this is the thing. These ships have very close quarters. Like the living areas that we live in on these ships are called berthings. And these berthings, you can have maybe up to 100 sailors on there. Very tight quarters. I don't know how the ships are now, but I know an old ship like the Roosevelt was like the Big E, the Enterprise. They're called casket bunks. It's usually stacked three high, right? So you got three people stacked on top of each other, another three stacked on top of each other. So guess what? Usually when one person gets sick in that berthing, a big percentage of other people in that berthing is going to get sick too. So you remember I told you guys, if you didn't see it or listen to it, go to the show the other night. And I said, that's not good. That coronavirus is going to run through that ship like it's the plague. I saw in the news today, there's a total of 23 to 25 sailors now who has the coronavirus. The coronavirus is running through that ship so fast, they had to take that naval ship, that aircraft carrier, and take it into port into Guam. Now, I'm going to tell you guys how devastating that is. An aircraft carrier is like the mothership. If any of you guys like watch like movies like Star Trek and Star Wars and stuff like that, you know, the sci-fi movies, an aircraft carrier is the mothership. The aircraft carrier is like every other ship in the fleet protects the aircraft carrier. So if the aircraft carrier has a bunch of sick sailors on there and the aircraft carrier goes down, guess what? That damn near depletes all of our, most of our defense, whatever region of the world that we're in. And if my resources is correct, they told me there's only two aircraft carriers in that region right now protecting that whole area, but one of them is down. One of them is in the port right now because they have six sailors. Now they have to test every sailor, all 5,000 sailors on the USS Roosevelt to see who has the coronavirus. That can weaken our power force. That can weaken our security, you guys. And you guys, I have a passion for security. That's why we have Digital Guard. That's why we have Victim Stoppers. That's why we have Task Crush. That's what I'm saying. People run around playing with death like this corona thing is some play shit. But this is the bad part about it. It's a man-made issue. It's one thing if we fight against nature, which you could never fight against nature because the creator, the almighty, you know, you could prepare against nature. You could prepare against a hurricane. You could prepare a little bit as much as you can against a tornado. You can prepare as much as you can for against a flood. You could try to prepare as you want against an earthquake, right? And that's the way life should be. That's just like I posted on Instagram today. I had on my Digital Guard cover today, and I walked around through the neighborhood. There was nobody out. It's supposed to be spring. The sun's not even out. It's so fucking gloomy outside. You would think that a nuclear bomb has been dropped, and these are the days after a bomb has been dropped. But technically, a bomb has been dropped. It just happened to be a chemical warfare bomb. But what I'm saying is this, people. What am I saying? Damn, I lost my train of thought that quick. Oh. This is what I'm saying, people. That we are fighting against something that was man-made. So guess what? We don't know who our true enemy is. I love my country, but I don't know if our country is trying to kill us. I don't know if it's somebody overseas that's trying to kill us. But then you have some people out here, like, let me show you this story right here on Victim Stoppers. Guys, please join Victim Stoppers. I'm giving you guys some receipts here. Okay, or people like this guy right here that I post on Victim Stoppers. It's a good interview. It's like a 45-minute interview with this gentleman right here by the name of... Let me go to him. Hold on. Where is he at? How much time do I have left? I got 13 minutes. Oh, my goodness. David Ice? Am I saying his name right? David Ice? I-C-K-E. It doesn't matter. Join Victim Stoppers and go look at this video. Well, a guy like him and a whole lot of other people are saying we're fighting against big corporations. I can see that. I can see that because a big corporation does own the rights to the patent for the coronavirus, not this particular strand. So I don't want nobody going out there saying Dwayne is giving out false news. I'm not saying this particular strand of the coronavirus, but there is a patent for a coronavirus. Okay? But people like this guy right here is saying we up against the Illuminati. This guy right here is saying we up against the Globers. Ah, guy right here saying we are up against, you know, Bill Gates and these big companies because, you know, they're trying to do this digital ID thing. They are really trying to put us in the Matrix. If you guys have never seen the movie The Matrix, especially you younger people out there, y'all need to watch The Matrix while y'all sitting in the house, while y'all furloughed or laid off or whatever fancy word they want to say that they gave you. You're not making bank. You're not getting a bag. You need to watch The Matrix and stuff like that. You need to go to Victim Stoppers and look at these videos because we don't know who we at war with. But I tell you right now, we are not at war with Mother Nature. We are not at war, if you believe in the Creator, against the Creator. We are not at war with that. Evidently, there is a group of people, you guys, that's on this earth that we are at war with. Like I told you, there are evil people in this world. Who they are, I'm learning every day who they are. I hear a lot of names, but I don't know. But I tell you one thing I do know, I walked in my neighborhood today, and I didn't see nobody. It was a ghost town. I do know that they putting stuff up there like go to Victim Stoppers and see where I put on there what you're really supposed to do with the corona, how you're really supposed to wash your hands, what you're really supposed to do when you go to the grocery store, what you're really supposed to do when you get food delivered to your house, all the things you're supposed to do that nobody's listening to. There goes the TV again. You know what? I really believe, I'm telling you guys, like I told you guys, there is a lot of technical issues this week. I really believe that somebody might be trying to shut us down. I have never, ever, 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 ever had this much issue out the TV station. That's crazy. But I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep it moving because I have 13 minutes. You guys, this is what I'm saying to you guys. Every day, as long as I'm on this earth, and every day, as long as this company that I have created, this media group, 14 Generations Media and DigiGuard is here and Victim Stoppers is here, we're going to give you guys what you guys need so we can be prepared. You know, we have been behind enemy lines for a long time. Our culture, believe it or not, I can't speak for everybody else. I can't speak for everybody else's culture. What I can do is speak for our culture. I can only speak for our culture, and we have been at war since we hit this land right here, the land that I love, the land of the so-called free. But how free are we? Carry your ass outside right now and see what happens to you. But this is what I'm talking about, you guys. So, you guys, I didn't get a chance to go through everything I wanted to go to tonight because I had so much technical difficulties. But all this news that I'm trying to give you guys is on victimstoppers.us. Okay? I'm going to do my best tomorrow and test everything several times. Several times, because this information that I'm giving you guys has to get out. It has to get out. But I'm telling you guys, if you run around in these grocery stores and stuff, protect yourself. If you guys are going to jobs, you have to go to work, because we all have to get our money. We all have to get that bag. Protect yourself. I've been walking around. If you guys watch my TV, I've been walking around like this all day. All day. I don't give a shit. I got a baby I got to look after. I got a community I got to look after. But if I get taken out, I get taken out. But I'm not going to do it voluntarily, is what I'm saying. You guys have to do the same. Go to Victim Stoppers. I posted a video here. And you guys shouldn't have to know that. You guys should already know this. You shouldn't take somebody to do this. But right here, I got how to protect yourself against the coronavirus. And these is I'm not even going to try to tackle that word tonight. These are coming from true sources. It's not no fake news. This right here, this post right here, came exactly from the World Health Organization. I think organization is spelt wrong on there, but World Health Organization right here on victimstoppers.us. Look at that. You guys should already know the five things you're really supposed to do. Keep your hands out your face. Wash your hands all the time. If you sneeze in your elbow. If you cough in your elbow. These are things you should have known at 5 years old, but some people don't. If you're going outside and you're coming in your house, take your shoes off. If you can't, take all your clothes off. Do not even enter your house. Guys at the grocery stores are still knocking on melons. Still knocking on melons like it's 2019. Stop that. You better grab that melon, keep it moving. Don't be in there knocking on melons with no gloves on. You guys is out there working in these grocery stores and stuff. Protect yourself. Put on some gloves. I don't give a damn if your boss. Okay, this is the part that I don't understand, and I'm going to close this out. I have never understood the mind state, because I've had employees that work for me that have done this before. I've never understood the concept that just because you work for somebody, you can't think for yourself. Now, that's one reason why I did get out the military, because the military was like that. The military was more like, do what we say and think about it later. But I have to give it to these big corporations. Maybe that's why I'm not a billionaire yet, because I don't know how to mind fuck people, which I don't want to mind fuck people. But these people working in these warehouses, these people working in these grocery stores with no mask on, no gloves on, people running in and out these facilities, and nobody's asking the question like, yo, boss man. I have never called nobody boss man a day in my life, but I'm just saying what I hear out there. Why don't we have any type of safety protection? Or, boss man, hey, I'm going to go out there and work, but I will be masked up, gloved up. I will be taking time to wash my hands. If you're going to be out there risking your life, at least protect yourself as much as you can. That's just like with us. I told you guys we're now offering this no-contact food delivery for people on Victim Stoppers. And the reason why, I have saw time after time after time, these food delivery people out here delivering food to people. They have on a glove, but they're handing it to the people in their house with no glove. So think about that for a second. You playing with death again. Oh, my God. I can't go to a restaurant, so I'm going to order my food from one of these food delivery places. They're going to deliver the food where I don't know what place it came from. I don't know the person who's delivering me the food, but I know this person, he has some gloves, but I'm going to answer my door with no glove on and take this bag of food and infect my whole freaking house. People, stop playing with death. guys. I got to go. 4 minutes. I apologize so much for all the technical difficulties tonight for the TV station. I apologize tonight for the radio station technical difficulty, but there is a power that's going on right now that's trying to shut down the message. And I'm going to do everything I can to fight against that power. But right now, our social network is up. Victim Stoppers is up. Right now, Task Crush has boots on the ground in Indianapolis doing no contact food concierge service. Not a food delivery service. Not a food delivery service. How it works, you call these locations that we have screened, these locations where we say they are authorized pickup locations, you call them and do a pickup order. Just like you're going to pick it up yourself. But instead, we're going to protect you. We're going to pick it up for you. Okay? It's a premium service, but we have to stop playing with death, people. All right? I see you guys tomorrow. Guys, like I tell you guys all the time. Oh, for starters, also, support our sponsor, Digital Guard. Get those cameras. Go to DigitalGuardLive.com. That's DigitalGuardLive.com. Please, get the news to stay abreast of what's going on. Please join VictimStoppers.us. We're waiving the membership for 90 days to support people of culture, a.k.a. people, black people. I do not like saying black people because we are a culture, not a color. But join Yizor. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. All right, this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, Security Camera Ambassador. I'm out. Like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use, ooh, that was a nasty lick. The use of knowledge is power. Peace. I'm out. If I'm not here tomorrow, there's a good chance I'm in paradise. I'm out of here. I love you guys, man. See you tomorrow. Peace.
Rape beauty right in front of the beast. The baddest man alive.